Awakened.
Conscious Conversations Podcast to help you grow and discover who you are, to develop a deeper, more complete side of yourself via conscious talks, self-love, meditation, and by interviewing some of the most inspiring guests on the planet.
shamanichealings.earth for more information.
But how can I give some value to my loyal and wonderful listeners in kind of the time of year that perhaps one feels a little bit flat and feels that life isn't lacking a little bit of kind of fun? So it was a new moon the other day, and in new moons, I always like to kind of remember what intentions I want to set for like the next phase of the month. And it can be a bit pressure rise, really, to try and fit all these new things into our kind of ever decreasing busy lives. And then we can have all these plans and then things that can happen. Give an example, relatives can get sick, surprises, and then there's all the wonderful good things that can happen as well. And the reason I'm saying this is to kind of remind us all of the constant flux that is life. And sometimes we can put so much emphasis on either being some way, like changing ourselves or obtaining something, and we make that the focus and we kind of ignore the present moment. Now, as some of you may know, I'm all for kind of making positive changes and changing ourselves for the better, but I'm also a really passionate person who believes in loving ourselves as we are. So it's kind of finding that gentle balance. And I've said this before, but really, January is not the time to kind of reinvent the wheel. And it's the time to kind of put things into place. But here are three simple things that you can do this week to perhaps make you feel a kind of little bit more and a little bit more on focus. And I invite you to start the beginning of each day reminding yourself of one thing that you are grateful for. Instead of putting on your favorite TV show tonight, can you read something for 10 to 15 minutes? And then if you want to watch your program, do so. But something that's going to help you better yourself, something that's going to help uplift and make yourself feel better, even if it's affirmations for 15 minutes, can you kind of get that muscle of reading back into force? I know that I used to read so much. And then with society changing and everything being such a quick fix thing, I did find it hard to concentrate and read. So what I did was I built that back up again by reading, and it really, really, really helped to kind of release anything that no longer serves me, in a sense that I was kind of learning to be more in the present moment and also building up my reading muscle, which I always think is good for your brain. Can you do 10 minutes of movement today? Some sort of walk, if it's walking, or some dancing, some yoga, some Tai Chi, just something. But I want you to approach it in a kind of holistic way where you're breathing calmly and slowly and you're moving in your body. Can you remember to drink some water as well? Like, we forget to drink our water. And can you make a healthy choice with your food or eating today? So instead of going for your comfort food, can you go for a healthy choice instead? So these may all feel like tasks and chores, but really they're kind of things that are going to help us through our life and make us feel a bit better. Like, okay, I get it. You've had a bad day. It's so easy to reach for that chocolate bar. And then maybe some days that's fine, but it's when we constantly kind of do that. Or it's easy to binge watch something because then it kind of stops us from doing what we really need to do. So these are just a few little gentle tips that I just wanted to share with you today. The full interview that I am doing is coming up later today. And we're going to speak to a burnout coach expert, which I think is really good because, again, in January, we can go full hog thinking that we need to do so many things. So I'm really interested to speak to this next guest. All will be revealed, but the next podcast will be released later today. So that's over and out from me. So remember, if you're struggling with meditation, mindfulness, anything like that, I record personalized meditations, which will be done very well and specifically for your needs. I also do long distance energy healing sessions, which is like doing hours worth of meditation. It can kind of kickstart your meditation practice. So if you're interested in either of them, please reach out to me via the Gentle Yoga Warrior. And anyway, remember, 5 minutes a day of meditation can make a massive difference. So that's me, over and out. Thank you.
So thank you so much, dear listeners, for taking the time to listen and support our show today. And if you want any more information on what we have to offer, check out
shamanichealings.earth for more information.